several Senate bills concerning cybersecurity. It's getting its first airing on Capitol Hill this afternoon. In fact, the hearing going on at this moment. Mm-hmm. The chairman of the panel is quite certain that the bill will reach the finish line and the desk of President Obama by the end of the summer. And Federal News Radio's Max Kakis, he's been following the proceedings. He joins us here now live with an update. Max.
Well, Chris, one of the reasons why the Protecting Cyberspace as a National Asset Bill is expected to be the one to beat is because its principal co-author is Connecticut's Joe Lieberman. He happens to be the chairman of the Senate Homeland Security and Governmental Affairs Committee.
We need focused and clear leadership, and our bill provides it in the form of a White House Office of Cyberspace Policy that would lead all federal efforts to defend cyberspace, that is, civilian defense and private. The office would be led by a Senate-confirmed director accountable to the public. We have previously asked, for instance, White House Cyber Coordinator Howard Schmidt to testify before this committee, but we've always been turned down, apparently on the grounds of executive privilege. Our legislation would change that by requiring Senate confirmation and thereby making Mr. Schmidt or whoever holds that position subject to the call of Congress and the public. We also need a stronger agency to defend the .gov networks and oversee the defenses of our most critical infrastructure. The Department of Homeland Security, Inspector General, will issue a report tomorrow critical of many operational elements of the department's cybersecurity effort, citing a lack of clear authority as one of the issues that needs to be rectified. Our bill more than addresses these shortcomings by creating a National Center for Cybersecurity and Communications within the Department of Homeland Security, which would have new, strong authorities to protect non-defense, public sector, and private sector networks from cyber attack.
We should mention here that Maine Senator Susan Collins and Delaware Senator Democrat Tom Carper are the principal co-sponsors, along with Senator Lieberman, for this bill. The first witness to testify during this late afternoon hearing, they started at 3 o'clock this afternoon. Phil Reitinger, Deputy Undersecretary with the National Protection and Programs Directorate with the Department of Homeland Security. Now, unlike other cybersecurity bills pending in the Senate right now, the Lieberman-Collins-Carper bill places most of the responsibility for securing.com within DHS. Reitinger told the Homeland Security Committee this fits in with some adjustments DHS has been making regarding items like FISMA and the shift to continuous monitoring of the security condition of the networks.
A key focus in the administration is moving towards, or I should say, moving away from annual paper reports and more towards continuous monitoring. What's the real security situation we're in? And apropos of where this committee is intending to go, providing the operational responsibility to manage that effort to the Department of Homeland Security. Turning finally to the bill, I regret I am not able at this time to state an administration position on the bill, which was introduced last week. That said, DHS looks forward greatly to continuing to work with the committee on strengthening the department's ability to accomplish its cybersecurity mission. I particularly welcome this committee's and the sponsor's support for the DHS mission, its support for allowing DHS's effort to maximize its hiring flexibilities, and the continuing and clear support in the bill for privacy and civil liberties, which we believe are fundamental to cybersecurity. With regard to authorities, we believe a continued examination of authorities for both DHS and in emergencies is called for to see what can be done under existing authorities and what changes may be necessary.
So as we mentioned, Chris, the hearing is continuing on Capitol Hill. Senator Lieberman convened this hearing very late this afternoon. Very unusual to have a hearing start at as late as 3 o'clock on a Tuesday afternoon.
Reporters love that, by the way.
Oh yeah, no end, and no end of the joy, but. Also interesting to note, and we had some reporting from our own Jason Miller on this last week when Senator Lieberman announced this bill. This is fast-tracked. They expect to have this bill go to markup as early as next Wednesday. And he says that it's the intent of Senate Majority Leader Harry Reid to have this bill disposed of, which means passed, before the end of before the end of this current work session, which means just before the July 4th recess.
Sounds so bleak, disposed of. Sounds disposed like it's bad, not like it's good.
This is a case of disposed of being good.
Well, and coming up in about a half an hour, we're going to hear from Bob Gourley. He is the former CTO of the Defense Intelligence Agency. Mm-hmm. He actually thinks that the bill is a positive step forward. So it's getting some good buzz out there.
It certainly is. And this
there are 40 bills, more than 40 bills up on the Hill.
Oh, yeah. Both sides of Capitol Hill.
Yeah, it's remarkable stuff. And in fact, I'll be talking about cybersecurity on News Channel 8 tonight. So
is that right?
So
we'll have to tune in.
It's a big issue. Federal news. You're going to have more tomorrow since the hearing's still going on. You're going to have more tomorrow on the Federal Drive with Tom Temin and Amy Morris.
Yeah, we're going to be watching this hearing right up to the conclusion just to see if there's anything interesting coming up. And we'll have a report tomorrow morning with Tom and Amy.